Austin McHale and Gareth McHale. Austin, 25 years ago, you took this. Your first Wexford win. Do you think Gareth will do it this year?
Yeah, definitely. No, the time is off the flying very quick. You know, it totally feels like yesterday since I think it was one of my first tarmac wins, and obviously Wexford was always a very good rally. It was a very competitive rally, and I think that year actually Richie Healy was in the runner-up spot. But you know, it has been excellent over the years, and I haven't done Wexford unfortunately a lot of times since that. And I think this year with Gareth doing it in the WRC car, you know, he's just coming back after his tumble there in Sardinia, and you know, he's just getting the whole confidence back in the car. He was out in Tipperary last week, and he wants to try and get the Wexford Rally. He's always a very good rally. There's 16 stages, you know, so it's be very competitive. So yeah, we hopefully he'll follow on.
The Manta 400 that you drove that year was the WRC car of his day. You must look at what's doing the rounds now. If you were 25 years younger and you were driving, you must be envious of what's there now.
Yeah, definitely. I think in 25 years ago, it was actually the Chevette. We started with the Manta 400 in 84. And, you know, it was a very competitive car, and the Chevette was a competitive car at the time. It was after winning the Circuit of Ireland. Not that particular car, but the same car out of the factory. But, you know, the curtain cars, yeah, they're very complicated, much harder to run, and with the whole electrical system that's on them, and that, you know, they take a lot of mind in comparison to the older cars.
Gareth, your father's after putting it up to you now. He reckons the type of this could be a good confidence builder and a good chance of you giving it a good blast in Wexford in 3 weeks' time. Do you think you have a good shout at it?
Yeah, well, obviously it'd be a great pleasure sort of to win the rally that Dad has won before 25 years ago, and on their anniversary as well. It is a very good rally. It's a two-day rally as well, and the stages I think will be quite challenged down here, as we're down here before, and watched Aaron here a good few years, and he was doing it in the National Championship in the Mitsubishi and that. So yeah, we're really trying to give it a good go anyway.
Looking at the car that's there, and it's gained a hell of a lot of interest today. It's basically a car up until 2 weeks ago was the top spec Ford M-Sport Focus. It's possibly probably one of the most powerful cars that'll see Wexford. There's definitely probably going to be good dice between yourself and Eamon Mullen. Do you just reckon that anybody else will be there to give you a good push?
Well, I think Eamon obviously is going to be there. He's won it, I think, for the last number of years there in a row, seven years in a row. So, and I think we might have Stephen Murphy in that out as well. And then I think PJ McGrath, if he comes out, he'll be there as well. So I think obviously there's going to be a great competition here.
Looking forward to 3 months' time into November. Rally Ireland. You presumably you're going to type of look for a good few tarmac rallies to get the car fine tuned between now and then.
Yeah, it's just as Dad was sort of saying, we had an off there in Italy there that sort of set us back a bit. So we did stone chores as a bit of a rebuilding process before Rally Ireland. Rally Ireland is the main objective really for the year here. So we'll hopefully maybe do Cork 20 as well after Wexford, and then go after Rally Ireland, try and get a top result in Rally Ireland.
And any the World Rally Championship between now and then, or will you keep it in Ireland?
Yeah, I think we'll probably just keep it in Ireland really, because with the build up to the Rally Ireland, I think the best place to build up really is in the country where the rally is, so that's, we'll probably stay in Ireland.
And you'll see a better preparation in the country that it's in rather than against the people that you'd be taking part against?
Well, I think so that just, if you go over to the types of different tarmac and so forth in Catalonia or Corsica and that, and you probably wouldn't have the wet weather that we're going to have, say, in Cork in the end of September. So I think once you're rallying the conditions there here, it's the main thing.
You were mentioning about wet weather. We've had probably one of the wettest summers around for a while. Do you think Ireland might just throw a wobbly and give us a very warm November and actually throw everybody out and throw all your preparations out?
Yeah, definitely. Just sort of the way the weather's gone this summer, anything can happen. You know, it's been like February, August. It's been like the month of February, really, the way the weather we've gone. So it could be anything.
Austin, just back to yourself, 25 years since your first win, have you ever been tempted to do it, just to turn back the years and maybe give it another tilt here?
Well, not this year anyway, but maybe next year. You know, I have done Wexford since that, obviously, and no, we concentrated more on the tarmac championship then in the latter years, and but yeah, I wouldn't mind coming back and doing Wexford. You know, it's always been very good, and I did a lot of times in the Group N car. We had a good few Group N's here, wins I think as well, you know, so yeah, I would definitely like to come back.
and compete against either one or both of the offspring?
The whole lot, yeah. Yeah, definitely, you know, and I think Eamon has a good lot of results here, hasn't he? And Stephen Murphy, I'm not sure if they're doing it this year or not, but, you know, they're always very competitive lads, no matter where they are.
And on the subject of Gareth and Aaron, do you enjoy competing against them, or do you usually type of try to stop any family rivalry that way?
Not really, like, you know, my era is over, and a bit too long in the tooth for competing with the young lads now. And I did the Killarney this year, and I'll probably do Rally Ireland, but, you know, it's to support them more than anything else. You know, Aaron is doing very well in the National Championship this year. He's after having 4 wins in the trot, you know, which is good, and it's to concentrate on them now.
And finally, Gareth, yourself, how much of an inspiration or much of the knowledge that Austin gives to you, do you find it an advantage?
Yeah, well, obviously, what they call it, it is a big inspiration Dad has. It's going to be a very hard act to follow, really, you know, what he's done. But he's always been there to help both Aaron and myself. And, yeah, the advice he's given us has always been there for us, and very happy for that. But I have to say, I don't think it's too long the tooth, because we did Killarney and he both myself and Aaron there, he finished ahead of us.
So maybe it's just a good for your point of view, he's not doing extra this year?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, lads. Cheers, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.